There's a little note up here. It says, place wireless unit, black box, in pants pocket. Free of anything metallic. Who put that? I like that. Slide switch two clicks. I hope you all get in that two-click position tonight. That means you're on. I just want to say thank the Lord for letting me live to be here. I know you prayed. I want to thank all you preachers, your churches. I know you prayed. And last year it was a different story. And I'm glad to be here. I thank God for all that have prayed and all that have stood by us and done everything that seemed like possible to help me and to help my wife through this. And I thank God for my wife. I was thanking God for her in the car this morning coming back. Preacher, if you got a good wife, you ought to say amen.
Amen.
Did any of them not say amen?
All the same.
Amen. And I appreciate it. And then I want to thank God for it, Brother Martin, Brother Archie, and all the inspirations. What year was that? 66, I was in Silva. 65 or 66. And I want you to know, if God hadn't helped us, we'd have croaked three times. But the Lord helped us, and I remember the inspirations came. They had a little van, like a little green briar van. I think Troy was 14, Archie's about 16. And they fell in and helped me through that meeting. I just asked Brother Archie if they still sang that song, Little as Much If God Is In It. I remember they sang that, and God in mercy came on the meeting. We had a wonderful meeting, and I've loved these brethren over the years, and I appreciate you all coming by when I was recuperating. They came to the house and sang to me. I felt better all over, and I appreciate it. And I was thinking what Brother Ralph said there about the closed-circuit TV that Dr. did. He said, don't get excited. Well, if you shouldn't have wired that TV in over there if they didn't want me to get excited, because I really got excited. I really did. And I was sitting there at night, I thought, now I'm going to save my energy, because if I do try to preach, I'll need it. And those boys got singing, and it all gushed out. So I got to start all over again. Praise the Lord. But then I want to thank God for my son and the way the Lord's helped him this year and helped the church. And I thank the church that you've stood by. Brother Evans, I don't know where he went to. Brother Evans, come here. Tell me right quick if you know this. If not, it's all right. I'm going to do something. Where's Brother Billy? Chattanooga, Memphis, whatever.
Savannah.
Did you ever sing that?
No, sir, I never have.
You never did. I have neither.
No. I don't think we should tonight.
That's all right. Okay, I was going to get him to do something. Now, let me say just this. If I don't do anything but just get up here tonight and say amen, that'll be, I thank God. If I just can say amen. Amen. And that's what I'm going to do. Just say amen. And I want you to help me. I want you to say exactly what I say. And I'll say it three times. And I want you to say it out loud so I can hear you. Will you help me? Say what I say. Amen.
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 Well, that's what I'm going to preach on. Amen. Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Revelation 22:21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. What is the definition of Amen? The definition of amen is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the Holy Ghost of God. So be it. We're talking about amen. Amen? Who is amen? I just read it to you. The Lord Jesus Christ. What did the Word say? These things saith who? The amen. And amen means amen. I mean the definition of amen is amen. It's amen. Amen is that which is true. And Jesus Christ is amen. Of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Jesus is the amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Jesus is the amen of God, the personification and the guarantor of all the truth of God. Jesus is the verily, verily of God. And verily, verily in the Greek means amen and amen. When Jesus began a statement with verily, verily, he was declaring that he is the Word of God, the truth, the way, and the life. And what he is going to say is amen and amen. Just keep coming on. The Lord may fill your little tub in a minute. I hope you do, and you get to go home shouting. I know you've some been traveling, you're tired, but listen, we're talking about amen. The so be it. Jesus said, verily, verily, and so be it comes first, because it is not possible that he could lie or fail to do what he says, so he said amen first. Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. It was Athanasius that said, furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he who is saved shall also believe rightly the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is his faith, and we must believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man. God of the substance of the Father, begotten before worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world. Perfect God, perfect man, of a reasonable soul and a human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, who although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ. One, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking of the manhood into God. One altogether, not by confusion of the substance, but by unity of the person. For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father God Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming the dead in Christ shall rise first to appear at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. I get blessed just thinking on amen. In the dateless past, when there was no time, before the ages of and the ages of the ages, before the eons and the eons of the eons, God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Amen, dwelling in eternal and awesome silence and eternal holiness, having no needs, having no wants, having no necessities, everlastingly self-sufficient and self-satisfied, having not yet spoken anything from nothing into something, suddenly from the throne of his awesomeness and holiness, he spake, and the universe, which goes on forever and forever, came into existence. It was filled with worlds, stars, planets, and galaxies. Each was in its ordained orbit and were revolving around each other and all around God, the Amen, Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Amen, the Creator, he spoke and instantly and effortless, there was suddenly over 41 sextillion stars. That's 40 with 22 zeros. If that don't blow your mind, there's something wrong with it. All right? Which
Now remember, these 40 sextillion stars are suns to other planets, like our sun is to our solar system. Amen. Now remember, they're only stars to other planets. So you say, well, how many are there? Well, there's no end to them. They go on forever. You say, I don't believe that. That's why the train's going to leave it. You better believe that our God is amen. Now, most of these stars and planets and galaxies are believed to be larger than our sun. The nearest star to the Earth, aside from the sun, is Alpha Centauri, and it's 4.5 light years away from us. That's 26 quadrillion miles from the Earth. That's 26 with about 12 zeros. And light travels at 183,324 miles a second. That's 5,800,000,000,000,000 miles a year. Amen. And beyond Alpha Centauri, stars go on and on into infinite space. There are trillions of solar systems beyond ours. So many they begin to look like a solid mass on the great telescopes. What a God is our Christ, the Amen of God, who spoke and all these things were. And the devil wants you to sit around, milk your chin, and act like God was dead and we was having his funeral. Honey, we're serving a big God, all right? Now, some of these stars are so large, they boggle our little finite minds. The star Antaria is 390 million miles in diameter. Not around it, through it. And I read where they found one that's 4 billion miles through it. How would you like to jog around that before breakfast? Think on that, will you? Amen. What a God. He spoke, and from nothing, it all was. Think of it. Amen. What a creator. What a savior is God's amen, our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the heaviest known stars are said to weigh 100 times more than the sun, which in turn weighs 330,000 times more than the earth. And the earth weighs 6,000 million, million, million tons. Amen. And yet the earth is a PDAB, only a speck in comparison with the trillions and trillions of others that parade around God's throne and God in God's heavens every day glorifying the Savior. Thank God he laid the foundation of the earth. Amen. Now, in these last days, the devil's tried to boggle your mind and get you to think that God has shrunk up and that he's just a little watch fob affair. If you could stop and realize tonight that the Amen, who is God, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke and all these things were, and God said he knows all of them by name, and they all give out a musical tone. The heavens are singing tonight. And I noticed the other day my wife had a program on something, and they have discovered now that every muscle, every part of man's being gives off a musical note. Some of us look awful sourpuss to not be living up to what God's done for us. In Job 38:4, it says, where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Job 9:6 says, which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. Man, my God can speak and shake the earth out of its orbit if he wants to. Now, somewhere in this amazing, indescribable, glorious creation of stars and worlds and planets and galaxies, God created the earth. Amen? Didn't he do it? God said he created the heavens and the earth. I don't know why he waited till last to do it. I guess he knew we was going to be on it and we was going to raise so much hell he didn't want to worry with us so long. Amen. Now, in the 115th Psalm and verse 16, the word says, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Now, up on this earth, which is our home right now, God placed the pride and the joy of his creation. That is man, Adam, he put in the Garden of Eden. God gave him a helpmate and told him to multiply and replenish. Amen. Man disobeyed his creator, the Amen, and fell into a state of total depravity and utter helplessness. God is the God of mercy and grace. He provided a way back to God, Amen. And the way back is Christ. The way back was through His only begotten Son. Amen. And the amen to all of God's purposes and decrees is amen. Remember, who is amen? The Lord Jesus Christ. So the amen to all of God's purposes and all of God's decrees is amen. God decreed to redeem man. In the fullness of time, Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Amen? All right. 33.5 years later, the amen of God took your sins and mine and went to Calvary. Amen? There He was crucified in your place and mine. Amen? I'm getting blessed. Plumb to my big toe. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that heavenly touch. He was placed in a borrowed tomb where His holy and undefiled body lay for 3 days and three nights. Amen. While His body lay in the grave, He went into the heart of the earth, backed the devil into the darkest corner of Hades, beat His old slimy head against the blackened walls of hell. Amen. Until the devil hollered, "Calf rope, I give up." And Jesus wrests from Him the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Amen? Amen. 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 Well, amen right there. Praise the Lord. Jesus backed up to the gates of paradise, even as Samson did at the gates of Gaza, and Jesus pulled them out by the roots, unlocked the gates of death and hell. Praise God. He brought all the redeemed. He brought all the redeemed from Adam to Calvary, came back by the way of the tomb, resurrected His own body, stepped back into it, and shouted with a clarion voice of divine authority, "Amen. I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell." He took that great company of the redeemed, amen, winged His way by burning suns and blazing stars and innumerable worlds and planets and galaxies into the presence of God, where He offered His own blood on the altar of God for your sins and mine. Amen. The Word says so in Hebrews 9:12. "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." God accepted His blood, the blood of the amen, as payment for our sins, and was well pleased that His holiness had been vindicated and that eternal salvation was now complete. Amen. Blessed Jesus, the amen of eternal salvation, was back before sundown, showed Himself unto the disciples and to Thomas. Amen. Amen. All right, what is Jesus Christ to God? Jesus Christ is God, a very God, creator, maker of heaven and earth. Amen. He is God's amen to all of God's decrees, all of God's acts, all of God's purposes, and all of God's will. Jesus is God's amen prophet, amen priest, and amen king. Blessed Jesus is yea and amen in all His offices and all the decrees and the purposes and the will of God. He is God's amen prophet, God's prophet of old to foretell good things to come. Hebrews 10:7 says, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written to me to do Thy will, O God." Spurgeon said, "His lips are most sweet and dropped with honey still." He is an amen prophet. He is God's amen priest. He was God's own priest to pardon and to cleanse us once and forever. He is amen and priest still. Hebrews 7:25. "Wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them." God decreed. Amen. There is one person of the Father. Amen. Another of the Son. Amen. And another of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God decreed that this holy God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is all one. Amen. The glory is equal and the majesty is co-eternal. Amen. God decreed that such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Father's almighty. Amen. The Son's almighty. Amen. The Holy Ghost is almighty. Amen. And yet there's not three almighty amens, there's one almighty amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Father is God, amen. The Son's God, amen. The Holy Ghost is God, amen. And yet they're not three gods, but one God. Amen and amen. Amen is His name. Amen. That's what the Word said. His name is Amen. Amen appears in the Bible 80 times. 8 in the Bible is a number for so be it. And it is a number for strength, and it's a number for amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. You'll have to help me tonight, folks. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Biblical Illustrator I was reading, it said, how else is the Lord Jesus Christ God's amen? Our Lord is superlatively God's amen. That big word there means supreme, sovereign. It means above all else. Longer than you I had a being. Before this great world started out of nothingness, God had made every purpose of His eternal counsel to stand fast and firm by the gift of His dear Son to us. He was then God's amen. That is, so be it, it will be, to God's eternal purpose. When our Lord actually came upon the earth, He was then God's amen to the long line of prophecies. That babe among the horned oxen, the carpenter's son, was God's declaration that prophecy was the voice of heaven. Christ was God's amen to all the Levitical types, especially when up to the cross, as to the altar, He went as a victim and was laid thereon. Then it was that God solemnly put an amen into what otherwise was but typical and shadowy. Christ is God's amen to the majesty of His law. He has not sinned Himself, but He has the sins of all His people imputed to Him. He's never broken the law, but all our breaches thereof was laid on Him. Amen. The law says He is a curse, for He has sin upon Him. Will the Father consent that His own beloved shall be made a curse for us? Hearken and hear the Lord's. Amen. The Lord said, awake, O sword, against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord. What does God the Father say? Amen. What can it be? It is even so. He says, amen. God said, amen, to Christ taking your sins and mine and becoming the curse for you and for me. And what an awful amen too, when the sweat of blood started from every pore of His immaculate body. Jesus Christ will be God's amen at the conclusion of this dispensation of the fullness of time. He is our amen in Himself. He proved Himself to be amen, the God of truth and sincerity and faithfulness in His fulfillment of the covenant engagements. Lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written to me, I delight to do Thy will, O God. From all eternity, He declared Himself to be ready to go through with the work of redemption. And when the time came, He was straightened until the work was done. He was also the amen in all of His teachings. We've already remarked that He constantly commenced with, verily, verily, I say unto you. Christ as teacher does not appeal to tradition or to reasoning, but gives Himself as His authority. Amen. He is the authority. He is the amen in all of His promises. Sinner, if you're here tonight, I would comfort you with these words. And Jesus Christ is yea and amen in all of His offices. And He said, Him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Amen. He's God's amen prophet. He's God's amen priest. He's God's amen king. He was a priest to pardon and cleanse us once and forever. He's amen priest still. He's still interceding for me. He was a king to rule and reign for His people and to defend them with His mighty arm. Amen. All right. He is an amen king. He's an amen king. He's God's amen king. He's my king. Amen. I want you to know that. I want the devil and all hell, the amalgamated forces of hell and all the imps and everything else, I want them to know that Jesus Christ is my king, my amen king. He's my faithful and true king, immutably the same, not less than God. That's my king, amen. He's omnipotent, immutable, praise God, and he's omnipresent still. He's God, think of this, over all, amen. Blessed forever, amen. That's my amen king. My amen king is king of the Jews. My amen king is king of kings. My amen king is king of the ages and king of the saints and king of glory. Amen. Amen. My king is the blessed and only potentate. Amen. None before him. Amen. None above him. Amen. None after him. Amen. His name is eternal. Amen. His grace is all sufficient. His love is from everlasting to everlasting. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. His laws holy. His riches are unsearchable. His glory is indescribable. His mercy is measureless. He's King of kings, Lord of lords. He's the Savior. He's the sanctifier. He's the healer. He's the coming King. He's the King eternal. He's my King. He's the King immortal. He's King over all the earth. He's the King of glory. He is the Amen of Amen. He's the Amen of God's awesomeness. And awesomeness means to reverence and to worship. It means indescribably amazing. And so he's the Amen of awesomeness. He's awesome, and he's awesome in his holiness. He's awesome in his omnipotence. He's awesome in his omniscience. He's awesome in his omnipresence. He's awesome in his authority. He's awesome in his awesomeness. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the Amen in the awesomeness of his goodness. Whoa, Lord Jesus. It's tickled me good, and the Lord walks up and down in my soul. He's the Amen in the awesomeness of his goodness. Think of it. The Amen in the awesomeness of God's goodness. You think of God's goodness being awesome. Amen. He's God's everlasting goodness in the dateless past, in the eons of the eons, before the ages of the ages, before God spoke billions of trillions of stars and planets and galaxies into existence. Yea, before he laid the mud seals of this old earth, before ever there was time, God dwelled upon his holy throne of everlasting goodness in the center of his everlastingness, having no circumference, but being always and forever the center of all, from the center of this everlasting spring of holy goodness, which was, which is, and which ever shall be good, for God is good, flows the eternal and holy decrees and wills and purposes of God. From the heart of him who is almighty, all-powerful, all-wise, all-glory, and all-good, flowed and does flow and will forever flow the rivers of his unsearchable, unfathomed, and unexplainable goodness. For he is the spring of unending, unquenchable, and undying goodness. This holy spring of everlasting goodness in its eternal outward flow becomes rivers and then oceans. And his unsearchable, immeasurable, and unexplainable in its everlasting blessedness upon all of God's creation. All may drink and do drink here. Man and beast and fowl and fish and all the creeping things and all the crawling things, things unseen and things seen, things micro and macro, none are disappointed here. None go away unsatisfied, amen. None go away unsupplied and unhelped. Standing on the edge of this eternal fountain of everlasting goodness, the gazer, that is the believer, the Christian, the blood washed, looking down into its unfathomed depths, is suddenly made to realize that not only is he on the edge of the spring of everlasting goodness, but he's standing in the middle of it, and that it has no circumference, for it reaches out forever. Amen. Looking upward forever, he sees its bubbling waters of everlasting effulgence and eternal blessing. Looking outward, glory, glory. Amen. Hallelujah, children. It goes on forever. Oh, spring of eternal goodness, thou art blessed forevermore. Thou art God, for God alone is good. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. This is my King of goodness. His amen goodness is never wanting. His amen goodness is never lacking. His amen goodness is never missing. His amen goodness never defaults, is never destitute, is never bankrupt, never insufficient, never inadequate, never in short supply, never obsolete, never outdated, never out of fashion, never out of season. God's goodness, amen, is unfailing. This amen goodness of God is unchangeable. It's unvarying. It's unalterable. It's irrevocable. It's enduring. It's everlasting. It's steadfast. Amen. It's unswerving. It's uninterrupted. I'm getting that onward, inexplainable, it's an outward, all over this feeling. Amen, praise the Lord. The goodness of God. Oh, the amen. The amen of God's goodness. The goodness of God is unfaltering. It's unwavering. It's unrelenting. It's unfailing. It's untiring. It's unconquerable. It's uncompromised. It's unbending and it's unyielding. He is the amen of God's amen of much more grace. He's my King. Amen. Praise God. He's the much more amen. In Romans, he's the much more than, the much more being reconciled, much more the grace of God, much more they which receive abundance, much more they abound, how much more their fullness, and how much more shall these be which the natural branches be grafted in to their own olive tree. He's the amen. He's God's amen. He's the amen. Thank God, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God. And one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He is the amen, the mighty God. He is amen, the mighty one. He is amen, the man of sorrows. He is amen, the mediator. He is amen, the Messiah. He is amen, the morning star. He is amen, God's amen, the eternal one. He's the amen of everlasting life. He's the amen of the everlasting Father. And he's the amen of Emmanuel. He's the amen of the ensign of his people. He's the arm of the eternal one. He's the amen of everlasting consolation and good soap and amen, hope. And that's my King. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's God's amen name. He's God's amen name. There's neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. He's God's amen of no more. In Revelation, no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more crying. Amen. What do you think of my King now, folks? Amen. What do you think of my amen King up about right now? Could you say amen to him? Amen. Amen. How long will this amen King be amen? How long will he be amen? He'll be amen until the abolishment of all evil, until children we've been accepted into heaven, until all things are made new. He'll be the amen until the battle is over, till the bright and the morning star comes and burning suns refuse to shine. He'll be the amen till Christ is crowned forever, cities fall to rise no more, circumstances are no more, and clouds shall pass away eternally. Amen. He'll be the amen until darkness is no more, the day star rises with healing in his wings, doubts are no more, the dead in Christ shall rise forevermore. He'll be amen. He's amen now, and he's my amen King, and he'll be amen until eternity is forever now. Emergencies are no more, and the enemies of God and Christ are put down forever. Amen. He'll be amen until all of our faded hopes are gone forever. Fears will never touch us again. Fade each earthly joy, and far beyond this veil of tears, we'll be with our amen forever. He'll be amen until God is all in all, until grace has brought us safely home and goodness and mercy have followed me all the way into the celestial city and the green hills of everlasting bliss bloom ever before us. He'll be the amen until open heaven opens wide before us. The hallelujahs roll forever. Hope is realized. Our ship becomes ours forever. Insecurity is gone forever. Imaginations have become realizations. Immortality has replaced mortality. Immutability has become ours forever. He'll be the amen until Jesus is crowned Lord Jesus Christ forever. Thank God. He'll be amen until the keeper rides out on the clouds of the morning with the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. He is my amen. He's the amen and will be forever, children, until the Lord of glory rides in, followed by 10,000 times thousands of white-robed saints. He's bringing us back, praise God, to spend 1,000-year honeymoon with us. You say, I don't believe that. Well, you can go off somewhere and pick bull nettles and jimson weeds. I'm coming back. Praise the Lord. He's the amen. He's the amen, children. Hallelujah. And he'll be amen until the morning breaks upon a world restored. Thank God. By the God of creation, He'll be the amen until the music of heaven fills the earth and the Messiah reveals himself to Israel and a nation is born in a day. Amen. He'll be the amen until minutes become eternity, until there be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. He's the amen and will be the amen until omnipotence rolls back the shade of time and rules forever and forever. Amen. Until omnipresence fills the earth and until, ladies and gentlemen, overcoming grace has landed us safe on that beautiful shore. He'll be, thank God, the amen until power, wonder-working power of the blood of the Lamb is heard from every mountaintop on earth and in heaven. Amen. That's my amen king I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be amen until the precious promises fulfill, roll at his feet in a never-ending ocean of glory and praise. Hallelujah. He'll be amen until questions have all been turned into glorious answers and quietness fills the universe as all creation bows before him. He'll be the amen king until the rampaging rivers of grace fill the earth as air fills the atmosphere, until the raptured saint stands on the shores of sweet deliverance and look back over the long hard trail of much suffering, but grace has brought them safely in. Amen. He'll be amen until the rare sights of the heaven of heaven fills our sanctified eyes forever. Amen. And resemblance turns into resplendence. And the amen will be the amen until Shiloh comes. Hallelujah. Amen. The Shiloh. Amen. And the amen will be the amen until the saints go marching in. And satisfaction is the order of the day and security is ours forever. He'll be the amen until time shall be no more. Trials and tribulations will be no more. Tiredness will not be in our vocabulary. Thank God he is the amen and will be the amen until the untils have vanished like fresh snow in mid-July and underworlds of darkness are no more and the undying splendor clothes us in robes of glory. That's my amen king I'm talking about. He'll be amen king until the unfolding doors of grace and glory swing wide forever and the saints go rejoicing in. He'll be amen until the vanquished have become victors and the vengeance of the Lord has been satisfied. Visions have become realized and victory becomes the rally call of the redeemed in glory. Amen. He'll be amen until wars will be no more. He'll be amen, ladies and gentlemen, now and forever. He's my amen king. What do you think of my amen king now? Let's do it again. Amen.